better get Home Title Lock because it's coming. Well, if you are on Facebook, that big data breach is here. Facebook has 500 million accounts that were exposed to cyber thieves. And according to a retired FBI cybercrime expert, everything thieves need to take over as the new owner of your home was leaked. Name, address, personal information, and more. It's out there. The thief forges your signature on a quitclaim deed stating you sold your home to him. He'll leave you in debt or even have you evicted. Do what I did and protect your home's title with HomeTitleLock.com. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. Then sign up for 30 free days of protection during this high-risk breach. Again, go to HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. There's a lot of data out there. There's a lot of things that you got to sort out right now. So go to HomeTitleLock.com. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Protect your well-being at HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio.
Does applying for a mortgage feel like a chore? Call 529-2444. At GFL Capital, we'll open the door. Call 529-2444. GFL Capital Mortgage, licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending. NV License MB4265, NMLS 64367.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer. Less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The FBI is starting a federal civil rights investigation into the fatal shooting of a black man by deputies in North Carolina.
An independent autopsy was done for the family of the man killed.
There were five penetrating bullet wounds to the body of Andrew Brown Jr.
Family attorney Wayne Kendall says one of the shots was to the back of the head as Brown was driving away.
The time of death was within minutes after this particular gunshot wound to the back of the head.
Brown was being served with felony drug-related search and arrest warrants at his house in Elizabeth City. Brown's son, Khalil Farabee, questions why they started shooting.
Yesterday, I said he was executed. This autopsy report showed me that was correct.
Seven deputies have been placed on leave while the state investigates the shooting. I'm Ed Donahue.
A key Democrat may help Republicans block President Biden's plan to raise the corporate tax rate.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin wields a lot of power as a Democrat, most likely to stand in the way of President Biden's plan to spend trillions more on infrastructure. The president's $2.25 trillion agenda is getting no support from Republicans. They say it's loaded with spending unrelated to infrastructure. Manchin favors the GOP focus on what he calls conventional infrastructure. That's spending on roads, bridges, and water projects. He's also opposed to Biden's plan to hike the corporate tax rate to 28%. Bob Agnew reporting.
The White House says President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will visit the 39th President Jimmy Carter and his wife Rosalynn while in Georgia this week. The White House had previously announced that Biden would attend a drive-in rally in Atlanta on Thursday to mark his 100th day in office, which comes a day after his first address to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday evening. They will then head to Plains for a visit with the Carters. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 3 points, but the NASDAQ dropped 48. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. It's time to do some spring cleaning, and if you're an unhappy timeshare owner, start your cleaning today. We will get you out of your unused timeshare quickly. We've been helping people just like you for over a decade. We have over 600 excellent reviews with the BBB. Lone Star Transfer guarantees a release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4860 or Lone Star.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. At least six more cases of hepatitis have been linked to the drinking real water. Southern Nevada Health District reports the cases of acute non-viral hepatitis bring the total to 11, with one more case under investigation. District officials say 50 more reports of illness have been investigated. Since the middle of March, at least 9 lawsuits have been filed against the Las Vegas-based water company, including a federal class action lawsuit. Lawyers say that they can link drinking real water to severe illnesses in young children, one man's liver transplant, a woman's stroke, and at least 2 miscarriages. Paying to park on the Las Vegas Strip has never been a fun thing to do, but you might feel a little better knowing the money is going to help those in need. Caesars Entertainment says it's donated more than $3 million to 9 Southern Nevada nonprofits, which the money is coming from the company's paid parking garages. 2 well-known nonprofits, Catholic Charities of Southern Nevada and St. Jude's Ranch for Children, got $1 million apiece. If you are a Nevada resident, you still will be able to park for free. A two-acre plot on the boulevard, which used to house the never-finished Harmon Hotel, has been sold for $80 million to local developer Brad Torino.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Quick check of the traffic cams, and there's some heavy volumes right now eastbound Summerlin Parkway at Buffalo. Also, Interstate South, that's at Oakey. You're pretty much touch and go as you work your way downtown as well. 515 eastbound at Main, and a little congested there. 515 westbound at Charleston.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Tuesday, April 27th. We're just about done with April. On to May.
I know it's been talked about a lot on this radio program and others that the People's Republic of California are on the verge of recalling Gavin Newsom. That is now official. There will be a recall election. Joining us, he's been with us many, many times. He is Tom Del Beccaro, the chairman of RescueCalifornia.org, assisting in the efforts to recall the California governor, Gavin Newsom. He has been a frequent guest on Fox News, Newsmax, OAN, and he is with us again. Tom, how you been, my friend?
I'm doing great today, Kevin. It's a new day in the People's Republic, and we have proven the critics wrong and shown that, hey, you can have a voice in your government if you're willing to stand up.
I think it's absolutely amazing what you're doing. The big question is, how did you do it? How did you amass how many signatures?
Almost 2.2 million. Well, you know, it started out with a grassroots effort at Recall Gavin 2020. They did a lot of the work, most of the work. And last June, I became the first national figure and certainly statewide figure in California to back the recall. My PAC, CaliforniaRevival.com, wrote the first big check, $33,000. Overall, that PAC donated $160,000, I want to say. But then my other PAC, Rescue California, has pumped in over $3 million. And look, just it's elbow grease. And voters are fed up. They want policies that work. Even California, even Democrats in California are frustrated at the high homelessness, the crime, the poverty, the lack of consistent electricity, lack of consistent water delivery, and all the jobs leaving the state. And I know you saw this. Yesterday, California has announced is losing a congressional seat. Why is that? Because so many people, Kevin, are leaving California for jobs in places like, I don't know, well, you're in what state?
Nevada.
Then you have Arizona, then you have Texas, then you have Tennessee, even Washington, even Oregon. Crazy leftist Oregon ranks in the top 10 places to do business because they realize you got to have a balance. But they don't realize that in California. And you know, you know it. You tell people all the time, don't bring your votes to California. I mean, I'm sorry, to Nevada. So times are changing here. That doesn't mean it's a big Republican takeover. It does mean that Democrats are frustrated and will listen to some. About a third of the Democrats are willing to listen to new ideas.
Tom Del Beccaro joining us, the former chair of the California Republican Party, and he is a smart, smart dude when it comes to this kind of stuff. What was the tipping point? Was there one event? Was there an issue that resonated with Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Save the Whales Party, whatever? What was the tipping point in this?
Well, look, this is dissatisfaction has been building a long time with Gavin Newsom, who never really took the time to get to know voters and throughout the state. It's a big state. You got to work it hard. He never really did that. So he had a soft early support level that was eroding. And then COVID came along and the shutdown shut down so many businesses and the schools. And then there was a lightning rod moment with the French Laundry going to the most expensive restaurant, breaking all his own rules and lying to voters about it. That was, you know, once you break faith with voters, and, you know, they'll do shared sacrifice to a point, but if they see you lying about it, and then it was sort of determined from that point forward that this was going to happen.
I think, was Gray Davis the last recall?
He was in 2003, and, you know, people were... There were less problems with Gray Davis than there is with this governor because farmers can't stand him because of his water policies, his mishandling of the forest management and wildfires has angered people. There's really no area that he's done well in, or the other side of that coin is in almost every area he's angered somebody. and a third of the Democrats are ready to go on to someone else.
Now, let me ask you, because every time I see this portrayed on CNN and MSNBC, there's always a qualifier. It is the Republican-based recall effort of Gavin Newsom. I don't know if you know the numbers inside the numbers of the over 2 million people that have signed your, given you a signature. But is this Republican-based or is this more broad-based than that?
Well, in Los Angeles County, Kevin, which is, I don't know if you know this stat, bigger than 42 states. Los Angeles County is bigger than 42 states. More Democrats signed the petition than Republicans. So what does that tell you?
Wow.
In San Mateo, which is in the heart of the Silicon Valley, more Democrats and independents signed it than Republicans. So the reality is this is really broad-based. In the Emerson poll, a third of Democrats were ready to move on from Newsom. So they can sit there and lie to themselves and say this is some, you know, right-wing conspiracy, blah, 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 blah. And honestly, Kevin, I hope they do. Because they're insulting all the other people who signed it as if they don't exist or don't have a mind of their own. So I hope they keep up with this tactic.
So explain to those of us that have maybe didn't follow the Gray Davis recall and we don't know how these things work in California. Explain to me how it works.
Well, I'm impressed that you think something works in California. Here's the next step. They still have to certify. This is just the interim report, and we had passed it even with the interim report. So the local counties will give their final numbers next week. We'll hear that. That'll bump it up higher. Then it goes to there's a 30-day period where you can take back your signature, but that's not going to happen, and Newsom isn't even going to try and get it. And then it goes to the Secretary's of State office. They determine how much this is going to cost. Kevin, he says June 15th they're going to take down all the rules or suspend all the rules on COVID, except for mail-in voting, all mail-in voting. So they're going to whine about how much this election is going to cost, and I say it's a lot cheaper than keeping Newsom. And roughly in the July time frame, maybe early August, that's when it's going to come out that they got to have an election. It'll be certified. And somewhere this fall, there will be an election. And it's an interesting election because there's only two questions on the ballot. Should he stay or should he go? Should Gavin Newsom be recalled? And the second question is from the list below, who should replace him? And they only, first of all, they become governor in 10 days. And then they don't have to get a majority. They win with a plurality. So someone's probably going to win, I think, at around 24-25%.
Wow. Could that be Caitlyn Jenner?
No, I don't think so. However, Caitlyn has been relentlessly slamming Newsom and getting a lot of press. So, Caitlyn, keep going. All publicity is good publicity. And so it's constantly in the news, the recall, and that's a good thing.
No, that is, in fact, that's a great thing. My question is, so if somebody can win with 15, 20%, 24%, whatever it is, that means that name recognition is going to be critical and that nobody has probably no chance of winning. What kind of candidate do you think will win? Will it be somebody that's a celebrity? Will it be, you know?
I agree. Name ID is important. And so, and it's very possible that Caitlyn Jenner is going to score high. Look, all I can really say is this. This is a unique moment for Republicans in this state. We're not going to carry the day with an ideological battle. We're not going to cover the day saying it's time for a Republican takeover of this state or go red versus blue. We need a third of the Democrats to vote for this. So if someone wants to win, they need to do what Republicans do when they put initiatives on the ballot, which is marry a specific practical solution to an existing problem. When the candidates do that, they do well. When they don't, when they refuse to take a position, they lose. And so they're going to have to come up with some practical solutions that Democrats will go, oh, okay, something can be done. That's the Republicans' chance to win.
And is that going to be something like, not absolutely identical to, but something like the Contract for America, where you say, water rights, we're going to do this. Immigration, we're going to do this. Taxation, we're going to do this.
I like it. Kevin, let me ask you a question. When you say to someone, and to follow you in your car, don't you tell them where you're going?
Yeah.
If you want to lead, it's a good idea to tell people where you're going. And so a specific plan that is sensible, not just ideological, but sensible, is what's going to carry the day for a candidate.
Is there anybody out there, you follow it much more closely than I do, and you're a former chair of the Republican Party out there, you know where everybody stands. Is there anybody out there that's been talking like that publicly?
Well, I really shouldn't get in. I shouldn't have answered that Jenna question. I shouldn't get deep into particular candidates because as the chairman of Rescue California, I'm not supposed to endorse or promote candidates. But I can just tell you that's what it's going to take.
Fair enough. But there's nobody that's been out there real publicly talking in terms like that.
Well, there's been a lot of stuff starting to come out. You're going to see $40 million spent in a hurry here. And some have come up with school plans and economic plans and such. So they're starting the process.
So all of this is going to happen very quickly. We're talking in terms of by early fall, you're saying that we'll have some sort of a vote?
And there'll be three debates, and they'll be covered all over the state. I'm sure you can tune in from
C-SPAN
Nevada,
or yeah,
Vegas as well. And I'm sure you're going to have lines in the casinos, betting lines as well.
I'm just curious: could an independent candidate who is well financed and with name recognition, could they carry the day? An independent, a non-Democrat, a non-Republican?
It would really take a lot of candidates. So the fact that they could win maybe at 18 to 20-something percent, that makes it possible. And I hear all the time that everything's going towards independent candidates. But at the end of the day, we're associative beings, and Republicans tend to vote for Republicans. If no Democrat gets in the race, yes, but we'll have to see. I tend to think a Republican is going to win this.
I got to ask you, and you can answer or not answer, but what has the Democrat Party done? Has this done anything to tear it apart at all?
Well, I tell you, it has changed policies. They dropped their big tax increase that they planned. The opening of the state was definitely accelerated by this. You see Michigan wanting to shut down again. New York is sort of moving in half steps, but he's all about opening. So we've already won in that regard, and that is dividing the Democrats. But Nancy Pelosi's forbidden anyone from running against her nephew by marriage. So I don't see, so far, I don't see that they're going to run someone against Gavin. But if he slips into the low approval rating, say 32%, 33%, you might see it.
And tell me what the polling says about Gavin Newsom now. What's the snapshot?
Depends on what poll you want to believe. The Emerson poll says 58% of Californians would not want him to run again next year. Well, if they're faced with an election, and that's 30% Democrats, they're faced with an election this fall versus June, I got to believe they'll come to the same conclusion.
Wow. Tom, it's going to be exciting. It's going to happen fast. It's going to be expensive. We know that. And I know you're going to be right smack dab in the middle of it. Thanks so much for your expertise. I know we'll talk again soon. You have yourself a great rest of your week, okay?
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. Tom Del Beccaro, the chairman of RescueCalifornia.org, assisting in the effort to recall Gavin Newsom. They have obtained over 2 million signatures, and they're going to get... They're going to have a recall election in the People's Republic of California. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Washington politicians are at it again, and Nevadans will pay the price if they get their wish. Washington is now toying with ending the filibuster in the U.S. Senate. This partisan tactic will put one-sided politics on steroids, making it easier for those in power to ram their partisan agendas through Congress. But you can help stop this partisan power grab and support the filibuster and Nevada values. Join Americans for Prosperity and the Libre Initiative Thursday, April 29th at 6 p.m. in Pahrump at the Grill Room at Mountain Falls. Then on Friday, April 30th, join us in Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel at 6 p.m. Senator Cortez Masto needs your encouragement to keep her word and stand up to Washington and oppose ending the filibuster. That's Thursday, April 29th, 6 p.m. in Pahrump at the Grill Room at Mountain Falls. Then Friday night, April 30th at the Ahern Hotel. For more information, check us out on Facebook at Americans for Prosperity Nevada. Paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I need to tell you guys about this incredible website I found. It's called nuts.com. Who here doesn't like nuts? Nuts.com has pretty much every nut you could ever want. They have white chocolate toffee cashews, bourbon pecans, crystallized ginger, and honey sesame sticks. Now I know those last couple things weren't nuts, but nuts.com isn't just for nut lovers. It's your one-stop online pantry shop. They've got candies, dried fruits, and pantry items like baking mixes, pastas, and more. Now, I got my first order from nuts.com the other day, and my family tore through that box. I've never seen food disappear so quickly. Delivery? It's so fast, and most orders ship the same day. New nuts.com customers get free shipping on your first order at nuts.com. That's it. Just go to nuts.com to get free shipping on your first order. That's NUTS.com, nuts.com.
This is Republican Assemblyman Glenn Levin, representing Assembly District 23, which includes Boulder City, South Henderson, including Sun City Anthem, and everything south, all the way to Laughlin. I'll be joining Kevin Wall here on AM 670 to discuss recent developments in our state capitol. The 81st legislative session will be one of the most important in Nevada's history as we deal with the many challenges our state is facing. To learn more about me, go to Levitt, the number 4, Nevada.com.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Boy, I love having Tom Del Beccaro on. He's the former chair of the California Republican Party, and he is a guy that I have immense respect for. Always good to talk with him about, about anything, but in this particular case, not just a policy or anything like that, but a recall election in the People's Republic of California. And he is one smart dude. I know we've been talking a lot about health care. I want to go to cut two real quick. This is Jay Varkey. He is a